They know when certain individuals are coming. He says, so we've had to pray for you and get other people involved. Because there's been a lot of activity already going on. I said, I'm not worried necessarily about that. What I'm more worried about is if you put more attention to that than you do than what God really wants to do. He says, what do you want us to do? I said, I want you to get in for nothing but praise and worship. And then let the Spirit of God reveal the source. When you reveal the source, there's nothing that we have to do. The Bible says it, that we can bind on earth and it is already bound in heaven. What is that heaven? Is that the heavenly realm where God is? No, the heaven is the atmosphere. So what you bind the effects here on earth, it's in the spiritual realm that it's already bound. So I told him, I said, let's just go ahead and praise and worship and get into that place of adoration unto the Lord and call on the name of Jesus. I don't want any supplications for anything else. I thank you for the intercession. But what I want to do is glorify God in all things. And that when Jesus is lifted up, watch this, when he is lifted up, the enemy has to flee. Amen. He has to flee. Ask God to expose. Once he exposes, you can cancel the work, cancel the plan. And when you walk into the atmosphere, it's already been primed for Jesus to get glory. Instead of us having a war against this spirit. He says, well, Pastor, then that's what we're going to do. I said, well, amen. Then I got another friend request. I said, who's this? This is somebody from Nairobi. I'm going to Kitale. Totally different. He says, I just got the word. So we're praying for you and we're worshiping when the time that you arrive to the time that you get on your next flight onto your next destination. Are you hearing this? Are you hearing what God is doing? Because when we go to one place, I feel the anointing of God right now. I feel the anointing. I feel the anointing of God. I feel that when God strategically places one in one location, he will put another in the next location. And that before you even get to point B, your point A has already prepared the steps for you, has prepared and saturated the atmosphere for you, that you can come in and get rest and get refired, refueled, and get that oil that is necessary for that region. You ain't hearing what I'm saying. That when you get to that next place that he's called you to be, you've already come with now the anointing for this region. The next step is ready for you. As you continue to move forward, he's put people in place. What is he doing? He is strategically aligning his men and women of God to be in the place at the forefront to prepare the way of the Lord. I know that the Spirit of God is going to position you in places that you didn't think you were ever going to be. You may be facing an opposition now, but that opposition is the one that is driving you to your next place. And that thing that has been resisting you has been building your strength to get you to your next place. We are about to experience some things like never before, and that we would have the very victory that he has stated for us to have. We are going to walk in the fullness of Christ and the fullness thereof to see the glory of God be displayed here on earth. I'm trying to encourage you. I am trying to encourage you. You're not going to go through everything that you've been. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your confusion is bound in the name of Jesus. Your anger is bound in the name of Jesus. Confusion that has come from nothing about surroundings in the atmosphere, and there's all kinds of bickering and complaining. There's all kinds of attitude adjustments that need to be made. By the very power of God, I speak to you all in the name of Jesus. I bind up everything and I loose you into your destiny, into the very plan of God of your life, and that you will know that God has called you for such a time as this.
You've experienced the greatest anointing that is being poured over your life. But the enemy wants to take you out. That's why you've had these thoughts of running away. You've had these thoughts of shutting out. You've had these thoughts of quitting. And God is saying, I'm not going to let this generation take this anymore. Will a people of God rise up? Will a people of God stand up and say no more? Because we got to protect this generation. All kinds of confusion. 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 Gets to the point. Oh, I got this. It feels like this is it. I've seen your face for 2 weeks in my prayers. I said, Lord, what happened? What happened? The woman of God is blessed. You've called her to do great things. But it seems like everything that she is working towards seems to get like pulled away. He says, not this time. Not this time. For the plan that I have for her is to prosper her. I've been preparing her for her own. I've been getting her ready for her own. When I walked into the sanctuary today, I said, I feel her spirit. I saw your face. I said, Lord, when I invited her to the meetings, I thought for sure she was just going to flourish. And then I heard the Spirit of God said, it's a process that she's been going through in seeking me for more instructions. You're going to begin to hear some things even more clear about what's about to happen for you concerning your own. That own is your own business. It will be your own. You're about to experience something different. Put the business plan together and watch as God's getting ready to bring into you an investor to start what you need to start. There's going to be some contracts that are going to be lined up for you because of contacts that you've made. I've been seeing your face a lot in prayer. So I bless you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Let the Spirit of God begin to move on behalf of the business. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're not going to sit back and let the enemy come against and not fight back, are we? No, we're going to fight. Why are we going to fight? Because he commands us to fight. It's when we sit back and think that God's going to fight every battle for us. He's not. You may win some battles you didn't even know that you won because of him. But there's going to be some battles that you're going to have to pick up your sword. You're going to get knocked around a little bit. You're going to want to quit. You're going to want to say, I can't do this no more. But in the very end, you'll look back. Say, wow, God, I can see where I was, but I'm not there no more. God is doing a new work. He's doing something fresh and something new. Be ready for it. Get in your Bibles, if you would, please. Matthew 16. Matthew 16, verses 13 through 19. This is the season of spiritual warfare. The season of spiritual warfare. And when you're there, say amen. Matthew 16, verses 13 through 19. I'm going to read it out of the New American Standard Bible. And when you're there, please stand to your feet for the reading of God's word. Matthew 16. 13 through 19. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he was asking his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? And they said, some say John the Baptist and others Elijah, but still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said to him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Verse 18. I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overpower it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven. Father, I thank you for the reading of your word. I thank you that it's true yesterday, today, and forever.
And I thank you that you have given us the keys, and you have given us the keys to the earth and to the heavenly realm. Father, we thank you for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We thank you for it now in Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's children said amen. You may be seated. I want to talk to you about some things that the Lord has put in my spirit as I began to share with you a little bit before I even got to the word. But here's what has been taking place. It is witchcraft that is moving around in the atmosphere. And witchcraft will come upon you and you won't even know it. Now, before you start going to a mindset of witchcraft where there's all kinds of spells and all kinds of potions and cauldrons and there's chickens and blood and all, there is witchcraft that comes from a word curse. There is witchcraft that comes when a door is open, not even knowing it. Now, sometimes you are facing some things that you didn't even know that were even in your home. You can try to get up and have 18 cups of coffee to wake up, and it's still not working. Pop all kinds of those, what are those, Red Bulls or whatever energy drinks, and it's still not working. What I've seen lately is more people being more tired than they are rested. Tired. Now, the whole trick of the enemy is to get you so tired that you're not going to get into your word. You're not going to get into your time of devotion, and you're not going to get into the quiet place because there's so many things going on. And one of the first things that you will go to is all of my chores I got to get done. Because we all have a mindset, we have to make sure that the house is taken care of. We got a vacuum. We got to wash clothes. We got to clean. Next thing you know, we got to vacuum. We got to wash clothes. We got to clean. And then you get to the point now, I got to do the bills. I got to wash. I got to clean. So we get so caught up in our routines that we're not spending that quality time with God. We're putting more of our emphasis on things that we've got to do rather than putting him first. So we have set up for ourselves an idol before God. What is that idol? Is wanting to have things look right at home. So we put our home, our domain, our place of influence with our family first. Or how about this one? How about we take more time on catching up to all of our recorded episodes of whatever you're recording? I got hooked on this new, I won't call it novella, but it's all in Spanish. It's in Spanish, and I have to read the subtitles because some of it I understand, some of it I don't. And it's got, I don't know how many episodes. I scrolled all the way down on Netflix, and I was like, oh, my God, that many? So I put it on, and I fell asleep on the couch. Went through like three episodes, didn't even know, and I woke up and wow, I missed three. Oh my God, I gotta stay up and watch it. So we put our emphasis on what we think that we can control and what we want to finish. So we put all this focus on these things, but we don't put the focus on him and in the word. Now don't look at me like, oh, pastor, you're saying that you got to be in the word all the time. No, I'm looking at you like I know when you're gonna read your word, you read it at night. Yeah, and then you fall asleep. What'd you read? I fell asleep. And it's something in Luke you read your word to fall asleep. Well, how about changing that and reading it when you get up? Or how about changing and doing it in the afternoon? Like that's one of your chores you got to do so that you're putting things in perspective. Well, we start putting all these other things before God, and then we start calling on things differently. So I said, God, I want to be careful not to put some things before you. And he says, well, if you look about the season that we're in, the season of Lent, there is a lot of things that what many people would call spiritual. But if you look at it on the flip side, you also have other things that are taking place that are not spiritual. When they begin to call on the Queen of Heaven, they are opening up doors. And that is the Mother Mary. And they began to pray. And a couple of things that I've witnessed over the course of this month, I've seen and heard that more times than I want to concerning people praying to Mary. And I come from the understanding that knowing that when we get into that place of calling and praying on things that we shouldn't, I realized when I was a child, and I used, you know, I heard the stories about being with my grandmother, we'd go to the Catholic Church, and I would always hear them, you know, recite the rosary, and it was the Hail Mary. And Mary, pray for our sins. Mary, pray for our sins. Well, that's nowhere scriptural. Jesus is our intercessor, but Jesus paid the price for our sins. He says, but every time that they pray, they're praying to the mother. Now, they're saying Mother Mary. If you would someone get Jeremiah 7, please? Jeremiah 7, verses 17 through 19. And when you have it, someone let me know who has it. 7:17. Let's see if I can get it fast enough. Jeremiah 7. You have it? Will you stand, please, and read it out loud? Keep going to 19.
The children gather wood. The fathers light the fire. And the women knead the dough and make cakes of bread for the queen of heaven. They pour out drink offerings to other gods to provoke me to anger. But I am the one they are provoking, declares the Lord. Are they not rather harming themselves to their own shame?
You see here where it says that they knead the dough, make the cakes for the queen of heaven. Jeremiah was speaking of a very entity that was known to be the Ashtaroth. The Ashtaroth is which the god that Jezebel would pray to. Jezebel would pray to the queen of heaven. Jezebel would call on this particular spirit and it would open the doors to give manipulation and control for what she wanted during that time frame. Anything that she wanted, she would go and now and present sacrifices unto Ashtaroth, which was known as the Queen of Heaven. And the Queen of Heaven would open up doors in the demonic realm for her to achieve what she wanted to achieve. Now, what is that? It's witchcraft. When she wanted to go obtain a field, and she did it, it was not right. She went and obtained it because she made all these offerings to Ashtaroth. What am I trying to tell you? Is that when people begin to do things that they don't know what's going on, you may be praying to Jesus, but there's somebody in your territory. It may be your neighborhood. It may be your work. It may be in your school. It may be someone that doesn't understand what they're doing, understand what they're playing with, and they want to start calling on all these different things in the atmosphere, in the spirit, and it opens up doors. You didn't open it up, but you walk into something that you didn't open, and it gets on you. And when it gets on you, it's not going to manifest right away. It's going to sit there and wait. Now, some of y'all may not like this. Go ahead, for those that like to go out there and do your bump and grind on a Saturday just to get out there and get your freak on and then come into church on Sundays. And we've got to deal with the spirit of promiscuity and kind of deal with provocative spirits in the church. Because why? Because you were around something that you shouldn't have been around. And it lingers. The next thing you know is that within the church service, people are looking at each other like, hey, what's, hey, wow, you, hey. You see, all of a sudden now there's perversion in the atmosphere, but that's not who you are. That's not who you think about, but all of a sudden it's on you. It's doing what it was designed to do, is to latch on to you so that it can do all kinds of havoc where it needs to do havoc. So then the preachers get up and they're trying to preach. And then all of a sudden now you start seeing some things in the atmosphere and you're fighting against those spirits before you deliver the message. So what is the trick of the enemy? Let's get the preachers off course. Let's get them to the point where they got a war so much that they can't deliver the word. Are you following me? Okay, if y'all getting mad because I talked about you going out to the club on Saturday, just calm down. Calm down. Yes. That's between you and God. That's between you and God. I'm not here to judge nobody. If I point one finger at you, I got seven more at me. So I've learned it. I'm going to talk about me. Y'all, this way y'all don't get mad. That's it. But what I'm telling you is there is a plan of attack. And that plan of attack is to get the head. If you get the head, you get the whole body. You see what I mean? So as they begin to pray to Ashtaroth, the queen of heaven, then what was happening to the Israelites and what was happening to Judah is they were following after a spirit they didn't know of. They didn't understand it. They didn't understand the works of it. So the prophet comes in and tells them, this is what's going on. You're making offerings to me and to another God. And doing it, you say, in innocence, to please the one that is ruling over you. Witchcraft is a dominating spirit that comes in to manipulate, control, and to keep you bound. It'll control you, and you'll find control taking place all over the place. And then, you'll have people that get rebellious because that spirit also has an offspring, which is called rebellion. And they begin to rebel against authority. When authority comes in and starts speaking truth, what does truth do? It begins to stir up the foul, the unclean, and the demonic very, very strong. Has anybody ever come up to you? How you doing? I'm blessed, highly favored. Everything's going good. Okay, you walking with the devil. Sorry. Go up to someone that is really going through. How you doing? Oh, Pastor, you got to pray for me. I've been going through some stuff. You're telling the truth. You're telling the truth. Or go up to a preacher. Go up to a preacher. ¿Cómo estás, Raúl? ¿Todo está bien, Raúl? Very good. Very good. Okay, very good. ¿Cómo estás en su hora de oración? ¿Qué estás sintiendo? In the time of prayer, what are you sensing? Right now, he's seeing a lot of different things in the atmosphere. How the spirits are moving. Getting around me. People, some of them that are in here are coming in contrary with what you're saying. Now, this is Pastor Raul from the Spanish service here in the house. He's learning a little bit of English, but doesn't understand much. But the Spirit of God begins to reveal to him as I'm ministering, right? So he begins to see something. It's only more confirmation. It's only more confirmation. Lee, what are you sensing in your spirit? What's been going on and what you've been going through in your life in the time of prayer and worship? What's been happening with you? Did I know you were coming today?
No, I've been delivering some people that I've experienced things in deliverance lately that I never experienced in all my years of deliverance before, where it appeared like it could not be broken. But because I pressed in more into God, God helped me break it. And especially in marriages where both people were ready to walk away and said, we don't love each other. God used me and my wife to break through what's actually there, what's going on. Because there's a lot of stuff rooted on the inside of us. Mm-hmm. We don't even know it's there. And it takes somebody that's really pressing in and seeking God to find it and pull it out so you can be free. Mm-hmm. For whom the Son has set free is free.
Free indeed. See, I know that by the Spirit of God, the Spirit is speaking. The Holy Spirit is speaking in this hour. What we must address is what God is saying, not what we're thinking. What we've got to preach is what God is telling us to preach and not just another series that we think is going to be good. We've got to speak the very truth of God in His Word of God, and we're not to water it down. We're to tell the very truth. When you begin to speak the truth, the enemy gets very upset. And when you begin to speak the very truth of the Word of God, it begins to stir the enemy with inside individuals. Now, don't get it all crazy now and think, well, I'm not possessed. You better be possessed with the presence of God. But I have known many strong men and women of God that have moved in the prophetic signs and wonders and deliverance, stand at the very pulpit getting delivered from many different demons under the very hand of God by themselves in front of everybody. Why? Because it's deeply rooted in our soul. Sometimes it comes from a lineage, what they call the iniquities of the forefathers, that we knew not of. You step into this and all of a sudden now what you didn't know was there in the lineage now is manifesting in your life. Where did this come from? There's something along your lineage that needs to be broken. So you break these iniquities by renouncing and denouncing it, covering it with the blood. And when you begin to see it begin to manifest again, you take authority over it, you bind it, you cast it out, and you move forward. Renew the mind, do not do the same actions again, and move forward with the things of God. We're seeing so many things transpire in the church. When the Spirit of God begins to move in the area of deliverance, He doesn't deliver just to get you delivered. I want you to hear this. He delivers you from a spirit so that he can begin to give you more of him in the understanding of who he is. What is inside of you keeps you from understanding who you are in him. Okay? So when truth now comes, here's an example. Here comes truth, and truth is coming right at you, and it's concerning some things that are there you didn't even know were there. It begins to stir some things up, and all of a sudden you get to the point you get so agitated, but you don't know why. And it's truth. And you can be the most loving person. We're going to do the hypothetical. This is not truth. Don't hold this against pastor. And don't hold it against this precious woman of God. We're going to role play. Quote, unquote, role play. I'm preaching against, just so that you know, the murdering spirit. Murdering spirit, axe murderer. But I'm speaking against taking lives and murdering and killing. And then all of a sudden, what's deep inside, didn't even know it was there, begins to get agitated. Get to the point like, I can't stand you. And hasn't even said a word. She's looking at me like, that's not me. But what is coming out in the atmosphere is the spirit that was there. Because you've addressed it. And now that you've addressed it, it begins to just agitate. Now she's to the point, like, you're fidgety. You're just fidgety. Oh, I got to get out of here. It's just, oh, it's so hot in here. He always has to turn it up. He has to turn the air down. And you know, I feel sometimes I got all kinds of, oh, my God. So now the spirit begins to get agitated. And it gets to the point now, she stands up and she wants to just like, oh, I can't believe this. She stands up and goes and goes to the corner over here. And that's normally not. And now she's just really agitated. She can't even sit still. She's just moving around. But that's normally not her nature. Those of you that know her, that see her, would she be doing that? No, right? Then all of a sudden you begin to see something like, what is that? Oh, pastor said something that made her mad. She said, you don't know, son. You don't know. But what the spirit did, truth came in and it brought it from the depths of the soul. And now what she didn't understand is, why am I feeling this way? I just praised about the church and how wonderful things are. And then now I just don't feel like coming back here no more. What is it? That spirit is trying to get her away from her own deliverance. So watch this. Now what happens is, I don't want to deal with this no more. I'm sick and tired of this. He always has to prophesy, or he always has to do this. And on the way out, watch this. On the way out, elder stands up. Hi, darling. I just wanted to tell you I love you. You're a precious woman of God. God bless you. May the Lord just bless you on your way home. Look at how simple and powerful truth will get rid of that demon. And it shakes her like, what? What happened? Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was going to leave, but oh, thank you. I don't know why I was walking this way. And then comes back. Watch, watch. Has the smile. Everything is different now. She's not feeling what she was feeling. It's like, I don't know what happened. Church is over. We had the 1,000 people up here for an altar call. 1,000 souls getting signed up for the new believers class. And then here comes Darlene. Pastor, can I share something with you? Yes, Darlene, what's going on? Well, you were talking about that murdering spirit, but I'm not a murderer. I didn't know what happened. And I just zoned out. I didn't know what was going on. And I was just so agitated. And I was getting ready to leave. And Elder just blessed me, saying that God loves me. Let God just help you through what you're going through. And it felt like it just left. So I came back. It's like, oh, my God, what just happened? See, deliverance can be that simple. It doesn't have to be her rolling around and throwing up pea soup everywhere or her neck, you know, spinning around. It's the simplicity of the truth stirring up what was there and what was hidden. And then truth removing the lie and get delivered. Now, since she mentioned that is, since you didn't understand it, I was speaking of a murdering spirit. You didn't even know it was there. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We renounce every iniquity of our forefathers. We denounce its very work in our life. And we thank you for the liberty and the presence of God in her life, Lord, that will begin to show her, oh God, and give her revelation of what is coming so that she will know how to face it and to continually overcome it. We thank you in the very precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What did we do? We planted and filled so that the enemy, when he comes back, finds the house filled. Do you understand? Thank you. Okay, amen. See? What we must understand is the Spirit of God wants to touch his people, remove some things that they don't even know it's there. The ones that you know are there, it's because those are the things that you've been around. Those are the things you know. Those are the ones you're going to have to deal with. The other ones that you don't know, God reveals through the word of God, through the presence, through the atmosphere of the anointing, and it begins to stir it inside of you. So when witchcraft begins to get found out in a church, what is found out? The works and the plans of the very demonic stronghold in the house. And when it's found, the head has the authority to cast it out. Watch what happens. As it's being dealt with, the individual that had it on them now gets that thing broken off, and they didn't even know it. Now, all of a sudden, oppression is no longer there. Depression, which was once there, is no longer there. The thoughts of suicide that didn't even know where it came from is no longer there. The sickness that had just all of a sudden just started manifesting in your body and didn't understand why is no longer there. Why? Because witchcraft was working in the atmosphere of the house. What if someone came in with such a bad flu that was so contagious and came into the church and just started coughing all over the place? What would happen to the church? Everybody gets sick. What would happen to the Sunday service? People be homesick. What would happen if God had a word concerning deliverance on that Sunday? You understand? I made it trivial concerning, you know, just a little flu. But what happened? It's the same thing. Let what comes out of you, out of somebody that got delivered but didn't know how to deal with it, let it linger and fall on somebody else. And it waits, it breathes, and it's just looking for somebody else to come in agreement with it. And bam! It begins to manifest. With witchcraft and Jezebel are hand in hand. What does Jezebel want to do? Divide, conquer, cause all kinds of division, manipulation, and control. What it's trying to do is to stop the progression and the movement of the things of God. If it's in a house, a church house, it wants to stop the vision and the progression of the church. Now, what about ministries within the ministry? Have you ever thought about it? You think it's just after the house? Oh, it's after each and every one of your own ministries. What it's going to do is begin to get into your ministries first. How does it get into your ministries first? It's going to make you get so lethargic and so agitated at different people. So that you don't go and do what God told you to do. Or so that you don't align yourself with people who God told you to align with. So then when it's time under the anointing, that spirit has already worked inside other people. Because ministries, people hold very dear. Especially when they know they have one. So they hold it. Now the anointing starts to move. The anointing is getting ready to release something to break that very yoke. Now that spirit now lifts and it's bred. So now it moves around in the sanctuary within the people. Maybe it wasn't on somebody for ministry. Now it's going to move on to somebody with marriage. It's going to move on with somebody with their kids. Man. It's going to move on with somebody that is has a gift that they're getting ready to begin to use. And it's going to rest on them. And they're going to shut down. So why? Because the enemy doesn't want the church to move in its call, its mandate, and what God said that that church was to do. So I'm telling you, are y'all ready to get this thing out?
Yes.
Are you ready for it?
Yes.
How many of you have really been feeling this? And don't agree, just agree. But if you're feeling it, okay, those of you with your hands up, stand up. I want you to close your eyes. Close your eyes. Bow your hands. Bow your hands. All right. What we're going to do, we're going to pray right now. And we're going to break this very thing off of your life. We're going to break this thing off of the ministries, off of your homes, your children, your marriages. Father, in the precious name of our Lord Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you that every name that is written, every name must bow at the very feet of Jesus. Because he is above all names. He is the great I am. He is Jesus Christ, the anointed one. He is the Messiah. He is that all heaven and all power and authority has been handed over to him. Jesus Christ, the anointed one, the son of the living God. Right now, Father God, we come before your mighty presence, Lord, and we thank you for your blood. We thank you for your power that raised Jesus from the grave resides inside of us. And we thank you right now that every work of the enemy right now and every plan of the enemy is bound off of their lives. Now, right now, Father God, we bind witchcraft off of their lives, off of their ministries, off of their finances, off of their marriage, off of their children. And Father, we just come against every sickness and every manner of disease that has been manifested, oh God. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you for divine healing now in Jesus' mighty name. And for every thought of suicide and for every thought, Father God, of depression that tries to even get them to be shut up in their room, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus, and we speak life into their spirit, life into their soul, life into the mind to renew their mind. Now I speak right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, for those that have ministries within the ministry, I speak life and power in the very name of Jesus that has the authority to move about within this world to do what you called them to do, oh God, in every land and every soil, oh God, which you've called their feet to be upon. Lord, we thank you that you have given them, oh God, the strength to overcome. You've given them victory. And Father, I thank you right now that they're covered by the blood of Jesus. And I thank you, oh God, that every work of Jezebel is bound right now in the name of Jesus. Every offspring of Jezebel is bound right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I call it upon the higher ranking angels of all the mighty God to go forth in war against the principalities in the heavenly, oh God, to destroy their every works over this region, this territory, of this house, Lord, this ministry, the ministries associated and the families associated with it, Lord. Father, I thank you right now that every child of God that has had seeds of rebellion, Lord, we bind the very seed right now. We uproot it at its very root. And we speak, oh God, now for a humble, right spirit, oh God. And I thank you, God, that we come together in this, Lord, knowing that we walk in victory in your precious name, Lord. We thank you for it now in Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's children said amen. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. I believe that God wants to show us some things in these next few months of this year to show us that he is positioning his people, his bride, for a great outpouring of his spirit like never before. I have sensed not just a move of anointed services throughout the land. I have sensed a very move in tangible presence of God that is coming with such power that Azusa will not have anything on it. It will be something that they will look back in history and say, that was done by people awakening to who they are. Hear what I said. Awakening to who they are. We, the church, must be awakened. Awake, O you sleeper. Awake. For there's a plan and a purpose for us to do the things for the kingdom of God. When the enemy comes in, we can't sit back and say, God will fight this battle for me. And if it hasn't gone, it's time for you to get up and start fighting this thing. Because there's going to be a time when people will come in and it's going to release again. It's an ongoing battle the church must be prepared for. When revival hits after an awakening, revival comes to those that are carrying some things on them. And the oppressed are set free. Those that are bound and chained are loosed into the freedom. And those that have all kinds of sickness and disease and have all kinds of demonic activity have been loosed into the sonship of the Lord. We're going to begin to see all that. And I sense it very strong in my spirit. So I encourage you, beloved, pray. Pray. If you don't want to take the things of God serious, he's going to shake you. He will shake you. Enough is enough. We can't sit back and play church. We have to be the church. Amen. I hope you are blessed by this. I know that it's a teaching that a lot of people are like, well, I don't want to hear about witchcraft. I don't think that's what's really going on. Just because you don't believe it, it's not. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. How many of you want to see these things? You want to see them? Well, I'm not sure. Would you say you want to be free from them? Free from? Oh, gotcha. Yeah, got get free from. Amen. Let your spiritual eyes be open. Let your spiritual eyes be open so that you can see what is taking place. It's been going on for quite some time, and I've been sensing some things, seeing some things, and it's just a matter of the timing of God when he wants to reveal even more. And it's nothing that's just new. It shouldn't strike you like strange. If you're walking in the Spirit of God, these are things that do take place. If you're walking in the kingdom of God, these things do take place. He's just looking for you to be obedient and willing to do what he wants you to do. Amen. So you got anything in spirit you'd like to share?
Just real quickly, I'm sure Prophet or Pastor Marty's probably talked about it, but a stronghold is anything in your mind that goes against what the Word of God teaches. Any belief, any ideas that you have about somebody or something or someone that didn't really come from God, but it's stuck there because somebody put it there, somebody said something, and you received it because you didn't know any better. It's like the kid that heard all his life, you're never going to amount to anything. He hears it so much that he actually believes it. So, God is trying to deliver us from all of that so we can reach the world. And God is, in our church in Houston, we have a small church. We've been at it for 2 years. And we're seeing a lot of deliverance, and we're seeing God. And, you know, God delivers you, and you walk right back into it if you don't know any better. And I tell you what, God dealt with me, because I always quick to want to deliver somebody, because the Holy Spirit would show me things. And the problem is, people want to get delivered, but then they want to go back out there and live the way they've been living. So they go right back into it. So the thing that we need to do is teach them why they got bound up, how they got bound up, how did they open the door, where did the enemy come in, so that when they do get delivered, they don't go back to it. That's what we're doing, and we're facing things in marriages that, like I was saying a while ago, I've just been amazed. I've been through the fire. I can help marriages. Me and my wife have been through some stuff. And you got to be really full of God to see it. To sit down in front of people and hear them and still know that they can't even tell you why they don't love each other anymore. They can't even tell you. All they can tell you is, I want out. And it takes a special person filled with God and led that can hear the Holy Spirit and let the Spirit lead them to actually root out what is going on so they can actually be free. And the beautiful thing about getting delivered and set free of some mess and some stuff is when you get delivered, you're a new creature. You're a new person. And the thing that's amazing sometimes is the people that have been around you so long, they can't believe it. Oh, no. Gal. I've been living with this gal for 3 years, you know. I know this gal. There ain't no way she changed overnight just because y'all sat down 3 or 4 hours and heard her life story and the Holy Spirit gave you everything that was there, resentment, bitterness, anger, depression, anxiety, spirit of suicide, things coming through the lineage, fornication, adultery, witchcraft. Those of us that have some Hispanic descent, you know, our grandmas went to the curanderos. We never saw it. But it's something that came through. But praise God, Christ can deliver you from all of it and set you free. And that scripture, I mean, whom the Lord has set free is free indeed. You know, as a body of Christ, we need to be finding out what really is God's rest that he spoke about in Hebrews chapter 11 and 3 and 4, chapters 3 and 4. Because when you really enter into God's rest, you know he's on the throne and he's got your back. He's got your back, and all you need to do is trust him. When all hell's breaking loose and everything, and that's the worst thing that seemed to be going wrong is going wrong, you just got to know that God is right there with you in the storm. And he's going to bring you out. And he delivers you to make you a deliverer. Whatever God brought you out of, he'll take you back to bring people out of that. Drugs, alcohol, pornography, adultery, whatever it is, God will bring you out. You know, there's a scripture in Hebrews that says, man can build a house, but the Lord built all things. We can get real busy building up our house and our life, but the one that built all things is God. And when we let him build it the way he wants to build it, it's going to stand. It's going to stand the test of time. But when we're just half-heartedly seeking the Lord and still trying to do it our way, you know, Burger King, have it your way, nothing ever seems to work out. You put your hands on things and you try to make things happen and you try to force things to happen and it just doesn't happen because it's not God building it. That's why the word says, unless the Lord builds it, you're laboring in vain. You're just wasting your breath and your time. So I challenge you to learn to take your hands off of it and let God build it and let God show you. And pay close attention every time you come into this place. Because if you're in a ministry where prophets are around, Jezebel's going to be coming around. Try to tear up what God's doing. You know? And I praise God. Because I don't trust anybody. I just trust God. I just trust him. You know? You're going to come under fire when you do what God asks you to do. When God asks you to walk out on the water and he holds you up, everybody's going to look at you and say, man, that person not really got a full deck. That elevator don't go to the top floor. Something's wrong. The lights are on, but nobody's home. Guy talking about what God told him to do, he ain't even got a nickel in his pocket. But you know what God says? I'll shut the lion's mouth. They can roar all they want to. But if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And I'll shut the lion's mouth. When they throw you in with the den of lions, I'll shut the mouth of the lion. And then when they throw them in, they get eaten up. The word of God is very clear. If you're going to labor for anything, labor to enter into his rest. Get to that place where no matter what you see around you, you know that God is on the throne and all is well. Just like the widow, the lady that had the baby that died, and she was on her way looking for the prophet. And they stopped her and they asked her, "Is what's going on? All is well. All is well. All hell breaking down all around. My kid just died, but all is well. All is well." You declare it so that it can manifest in your life. There was a lady for many years, they would ask her about her son. "Where's your son at?" "My son's in church praising God. He's worshiping God." Boy was in the cantinas and the bars. But you know what? She declared it so long that it finally manifested itself. Declare what you want to see and believe God. Because the only thing that limits God is your faith. And he did not many works there because of their unbelief. We got to get rid of that unbelief. Especially when we're saying we're sons and daughters of the Most High God. And with God all things are possible. We better understand that without faith it is impossible to please God. Because you'll never be able to do what he asks you to do if you don't have the faith. Faith is not what I see. Faith is what I believe. What I believe God can do. And this doesn't depend on my credit report. It don't depend on my citizenship status. Because whatever God has for me, he will see to it that it comes to me. Stop chasing money. Just let it chase you. Start chasing and looking for his face. Spend that time locked up in the closet. And let him do the rest. Because it's all about his presence. It's interesting because, you know, I just ministered a few weeks ago about what is Lent. You know, we get 40 days before Easter, before the resurrection. Religious people trying to get their life in order, and I'm not going to eat this, and I'm not going to eat that. And let me tell you something. The real body of Christ is fasting all year round, not just 40 days before Easter. And we don't need nobody putting ashes on our forehead.
All right.
We got the anointing all over us. We don't need that. It's time for us as a church to help people understand what's really going on around them. Because the people got questions, and we're supposed to have the answers. And we're supposed to be connected to the main line. Jesus is the main line. And He is the medicine of your house. You got problems in your house, you better start making more room for Jesus. He'll fix it. There's some things in your life that you can't fix. You put your hands on it and you try to do this and you try to do that and you try to do that. And it's not until you get fed up and hit rock bottom and take your hands off of it and say, okay, Lord, have your will, that it gets fixed. So anyway, I'll leave you with that. God bless y'all. Thank you for...
Thank you, Lee. I appreciate that, sir. Amen. Raul, tienes?
Hey. ¿Entendieron lo que dice Matthew?
Did you understand what Marty said?
19.
Oh, Matthew 16:19 said?
Lo que dijo el pastor.
What pastor said?
Lo que leyó en su palabra,
what
lo
you read in your word, did you really understand it?
Dice, todo lo que atares en la tierra,
everything that you bind on earth
será atado en los cielos,
shall be bound in heaven.
Y todo lo que desatares
and everything
en los cielos,
that you
será desatado
bind
en la tierra.
In heaven shall be bound on the earth. Stand here.
Ustedes no vieron.
You didn't see. Y'all did not see.
Pero el enemigo, Satanás,
but the enemy, Satan,
no está allá.
He's not out there.
El enemigo, Satanás, se mete aquí.
He comes in here.
Aquí atrás de él.
Behind him.
Le voy a hacer una pregunta, pastor.
I want to ask you a question, pastor.
¿Se siente cansado, verdad?
Do you feel tired, don't you?
Había varios demonios, espíritus.
There were various spirits.
Que lo estaban golpeando.
Demons that were beating up against him.
Dos ángeles de Dios,
the angels of God,
se pararon atrás de él,
stood behind him,
con sus espadas desenvainadas,
with their swords ready.
Le dije, Señor, ¿por qué? ¿Qué está pasando?
I said, Lord, what's going on?
Dijo, no te preocupes.
He said, don't worry.
Y me dijo, lee el Salmo 91, el Espíritu Santo.
Read Psalm 91 about the Holy Spirit.
Nosotros que estamos aquí,
those of us that are here,
tenemos que orar por nuestro pastor.
We need to pray for our pastor.
Usted viene y recibe la palabra de Dios.
You come and receive the word of God.
Pero usted no sabe todo lo que él está peleando.
But you don't know everything that he's battling.
Porque usted viene de la calle.
Because you come out off the street.
Cargada de problemas.
Loaded up with your problems.
Incluso hasta con su espíritu contrario.
Even with a contrary spirit.
Para recibir la palabra de Dios.
To receive the word of God.
Y el pastor predica.
And the pastor's preaching.
Y muchos de ustedes.
And many of you.
No creen.
Don't believe.
Dudan.
You have doubts.
E incluso muchos no creen que sea profeta de Dios.
Some of y'all don't even believe he's a prophet of God.
Y déjeme le digo una cosa.
And let me tell you one thing.
Cuando yo llegué la primera vez aquí.
The first time I came here.
Muchos de los que estaban aquí.
Many that were here.
Vieron.
Saw.
Yo estaba sentado ahí en medio.
I was sitting back there in the middle.
Yo no entiendo español.
I don't understand
inglés,
English.
Perdón. Y a mi esposa, en ocasiones,
my wife,
cuando el Espíritu se baja en mí,
when the Spirit comes down in
y empiezan a decir cosas como testimonio o hablar algo.
People begin to give testimonies.
Y el Espíritu no me revela eso.
Spirit doesn't reveal that.
Y luego mi esposa, ¿qué está diciendo?
Then my wife,
¿qué dice?
What are they saying?
Espérate, no me interrumpas porque eso es otra cosa.
She's saying, wait. That's something
Dios
else.
Mío, ayúdame.
And I say, God, help
Cuando
me.
Vuelve el Espíritu Santo otra vez.
When the Holy Spirit comes
y
again.
Empieza a hablar.
And begins to speak.
El Espíritu me empieza a revelar.
The Holy Spirit begins to reveal.
Yo estaba ahí sentado, yo veía cómo
I was sitting there and I
los
saw
espíritus venían y querían golpearlo.
Trying to harm him, hit him.
Pero los ángeles de Dios salieron a defender al siervo de Dios.
Came out to defend the servant of God.
Tenemos que atar a los demonios.
We have to bind the demons.
En el libro de Corintios.
In the book of Corinthians.
Segunda de Corintios capítulo 10.
Second Corinthians 10.
Versículo 4 y 5.
Verses 4 and 5.
Dice porque las armas de nuestra milicia
Because the weapons of our warfare
no son carnales,
are not carnal,
sino son poderosas en Dios
but they are powerful in God,
para destrucción de fortalezas
to destroy strongholds,
y derribando todo argumento
and coming against all arguments,
y toda altivez
and any thought
que se levanta en contra del conocimiento that comes de
against
Dios.
The knowledge of God.
Cuando uno predica la palabra de Dios,
when someone preaches the word of God,
la pelea la tenemos.
We have the battle.
Terminamos cansados.
We feel tired. We end
Porque
up
el enemigo nos
tired.
Ataca.
Because the enemy attacks us.
No quiere que fluya el Espíritu de Dios.
He doesn't want the Spirit of God to flow through us.
Y muchas veces de nosotros.
And many a times we.
Le ayudamos al enemigo.
We help the enemy.
Para que no fluya.
So things don't flow.
Porque si usted estuviera abierto.
Because
para
if you were open to really
todos
receive
bendecidos.
The word, we would all leave blessed.
Pero no pueden salir todos bendecidos.
But not everybody can leave blessed.
Porque muchos obstruyen.
Because many are obstructed.
Y mientras usted obstruya,
and as you're in obstruction,
no puede usted llegar bendecida
you can't
a su casa.
Get home blessed.
Tiene que llegar bendecida a su casa.
You gotta get home
Tiene
blessed.
Que salir libre de aquí.
You gotta get out of here free, delivered.
Por eso dice Mateo
that's why Matthew said,
que todo lo que atares
everything that we bind
en el cielo
in heaven
será atado en la tierra.
Shall be bound on the earth.
Ate los espíritus malos.
So bind those evil spirits.
Cuando estás sentado ahí
when you're sitting there,
a veces ni estás escuchando la palabra.
Some of you don't even listen to the word.
Está pensando en otra cosa.
You're thinking about other things.
Por eso es que no recibe.
That's the reason you don't receive.
Por eso es que el Espíritu de Dios
That's why the Spirit of God
no puede bendecirlo.
Can't bless you.
Tiene que atar en ese momento.
You have to bind in that moment.
Y orar por el siervo de Dios.
And pray for the servant of God.
La Biblia dice
Bible says,
que oremos por vuestros pastores.
To pray for our pastors.
Porque ellos velan por nosotros.
Because they pray for our souls.
¿Usted ora por su pastor?
Do you pray for your pastor?
Aleluya. Y el que no ora, ore
and
por él.
That don't pray, pray for him.
Así que vamos cuando vengamos a la iglesia.
So
de
let's
Dios,
when we come to the church.
Si algo le ataca a su mente,
if something's attacking your mind,
repréndalo en el nombre de Jesús.
Rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
Átelo en el nombre de Jesús.
Bind it in the name of Jesus.
Para que pueda recibir la bendición
so
de Dios.
So that you can receive the full blessing of God.
God bless you.
Dios te bendiga.
You have received instructions, and it's not that it's something that you should take lightly. When you're in church, some of you are visiting. I know some of you are visitors, but are family here. Anywhere that you're at and the Word of God is getting ready to go forth, you are to pray through for the message of the Lord to go forth. Do you understand? So that this way you can receive what God has for you to receive in that message. And I say this because in today's society, many watch their church or they get their church, their word, by just watching it on TV, on the internet, whatever the case may be. But they're not within the actual sanctuary of the Lord where they're supposed to be. So they're not going to experience many of those things, much less even to receive. So they're not always praying for the individual. But can you imagine if the church today as a whole would begin to pray for the men and women of God that are bringing the word of God, the word of God to the people? Can you imagine how the people would begin to grow in the things of God? So what we must do is to take our positions. And that's what I keep hearing the Lord say. I'm getting my bride into position. Into position. And for me, when I begin to hear that, that tells me that there is something that's about to take place. Now, for me to tell you what that is, I'm not sure. But I do sense some things are getting ready to happen. In this time, all I can encourage you to do, pray. Pray for the word, the truth of God to go forth. Amen. Because it is that anointing that destroys the yoke. It is that anointing in the word that blesses the people of God. You understand? And that's what we must do. So I encourage you to do so. Elder, if you're ready to hand out the envelopes, please, for our offering tonight. I encourage you, people of God, to be ready and be on guard, be vigilant, and be on your post. Be on your post. And if you're not taking the things of God serious, I'm telling you, that which can be shaken will be shaken. So I feel that God is getting ready to do something. We'll begin to witness it in a short period of time. And I pray that it comes quickly. I really do. For the bride of Christ needs to see some great and mighty things. Amen. As we're handing out the envelopes, tomorrow night will be our last night of the School of the Prophets. And then we get ready to depart to Kenya, Africa, on the following week. I will talk with Pastor Rick to see when we can do the next class. I'll probably take March and April off and redo it again in May. I've been speaking to my wife and my kids and telling them we need to take some time off. We need to take some time off. And I know that this season has been a season where we're seeing some great things take place. Things are developing in ministries and I see growth that is taking place in many of the people's lives. So I'm encouraged by it. But in the same token, if we're not rested, then it becomes very taxing on us, if you would. We need to rest. So I want to take some time. This past Sunday was what a tremendous blessing that we received from the sacrificial offering for us. Tremendous. And I want to say thank you. I thank you for you guys and your obedience and the heart in which it was given. We were shown a tremendous amount of love, and we thank you for that. And thank you so much for just responding to the call. Thank you very much for that. So this Thursday, tomorrow, will be our last class for the School of the Prophets. And then we're going to take some time. Get ready, and then as we depart to Kenya, we'll be there for 2 weeks, returning back on the 22nd. That Wednesday, we'll contemplate whether to be here during that service. But keep us prayed up. Keep us prayed up. Pray for Elder and I, because we'll be leaving on the 6th of March and returning on the 22nd. Pray for us. Pray the strength in the Lord and the favor of God and the grace of God to be with us. Keep us prayed up. When we're ministering, you guys are getting ready to go to sleep. Know the time difference. Know the time difference. But just pray. God will hear your prayers, and we thank you for them. We covet them. We thank you that you will do it out of the loving heart that you have in your spirit. So we thank you. If you have your offerings ready, let's lift them up before the Lord so we can bless, and we'll release tonight. I thank you, folks, the people of God, family of God in this house. I thank you. I thank you for allowing the Spirit to move and letting the Spirit of God begin to minister such a word that gives us insight to know how to war against these specifics of spiritual warfare, if we would. But Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now as they give in their seed, Lord, some their tithes, some their offering, and some just a love offering. Lord, we thank you that give it unto you first. They give unto you, God, because it is a blessing to give unto you. Freely we have received, freely we give. Lord, we thank you that we get to give unto you not out of compulsion and not out of anything else other than our love to you. It is a form of worship, Lord, in our giving. And we thank you that you receive it well, for we give it out of our heart with a cheerful heart and give it unto you. And the tithes that enter into this house, Lord, you said that you will rebuke the devourer for their sake in your word. And that you would open up the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that there's not enough room to contain it. Lord, we're not seeking the blessing, but because you've decreed it and declared it, it is already so. We just thank you for it now. We thank you that the devourer has been rebuked and that we walk in the fullness and in the fruit thereof of your blessing. So we thank you for it now in Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's children said amen. You may serve the Lord, and we will see you on Thursday night. If not, we'll see you on Sunday. God bless you guys. We love you.
Well, before that, the Lord, I had in my spirit that the church was going to get bigger, was going to grow before you even said about the 1,000.
Thank you very much. Thank you.